Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Naf Kofir Alf, which begins with the Mishnah before Naf Kofir Amar Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Schir Yom Goyva Kol Laila, Schir Laila Goyva Kol Yom, Schir Shoyes Goyva Kol Laila V'Chol Yom, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavu Yatza Bayom Goyva Kol Yom. Our Gemara goes on to explain Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin was Chirim Shgeva Kalela Tamleimo Yisolim Po Asachar Yitchad Biker, Uminayin was Chirwela Shgeva Kalayim Shinemar Biyoimai Titein Scharei, Veima Evchas Chirus Eina Mishtalemes Ela Besaif. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Schir Shoyis Diyim Geva Kalayim, Schir Shoyis Dalela Geva Kalayla. Ushmul Amer, Schir Shoyis Diyim Geva Kalayim, Uschir Shoyis Dalela Geva Kalayla Vachalayim. Our Gemara brings the following raya from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned Schir Shoyis Geva Kalayla Vachalayim. Tiyuf to the Rav, Amar Charav at Sadin Katani, Schir Shoyis Diyim Geva Kalayim, Schir Shoyis Dalela Geva Kalayla. Our Gemara goes on to bring another raya from our Mishnah. Tanan, Hayas, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, Yatze, Biyim, Geva Kalayim, Yaitze, Balayla, Geva Kalayla, Vachalayim. Amro Charav Tanahi, Titania, Schir Shayas, Diyim, Geva Kalayim, Schir Shayas, Dalayla, Geva Kalayla, Divir Abi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Eimer, Schir Shayas, Diyim, Geva Kalayim, Schir Shayas, Dalayla, Geva Kalayla, Vachalayim. Now to explain Pshat of this that Shmuel says, Schir Shoyis Diyayim Geva Kalayim, Schir Shoyis Dalayla, Geva Kalayla V'Chalayim, we find three basic Mahachim in the Rishayim. Rashi explains Pshat and Shmuel as follows. The part Schir Shoyis Dalayla, Geva Kalayla V'Chalayim, Shayayim Haylech Acher HaLayla. In other words, Rashi explains Pshat and Shmuel this that Shmuel says, Schir Shoyis Dalayla is Geva Kalayla V'Chalayim, we do not say that he is only Geva Kol Laila like the Shita of Rav. And after Laila, one should be over in the Israel where he saw him pull a sacher itchad baiker, is because since Hayoim Hayla Chacher HaLaila, for that reason he is still Be'emtza Yoim Schirusai. And Be'emtza Yoim Schirusai, one cannot be over. From Rashi one sees that as far as the Lav where he saw him pull a sacher itchad baiker is concerned, in order to have the Lav where he saw him pull a sacher itchad baiker, and to be over in the Lav by the time of Baker is only if the Baker is not Be'emtza Yom Schirusai. For example, by regular Schir Yom, that the Yom Schirusai ended by night, then we say that the Pasuk of Oysom Po Asachar Itcha Baker was Nischadish, the one is Mechuyev to pay his payal by Baker. But by Schir Shoyis Laila, that by the time of Baker, Baker is still considered Be'emtza Yom Schirusai, since a Yom Hilach Achar Laila, for that reason, he will not be over in the Israel of Solom Po Asachar Itchad Baiker. This the Rav argues on Shmuel, and Rav understands that even by his Chirshayus the Leila we will say that he will be over in the Lav of Solom Po Asachar Itchad Baiker. It is okay because Rav understands that the Lav of Solom Po Asachar Itchad Baiker even refers to someone who is Be'em Tzas Chirusai, and even though the Lach is Hayayim Hilach Achar Leila, but still, one will be over in the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker. In Taisus, we find another Mahach as far as how to explain Pshat and Shmuel. Taisus explains that from Shmuel one sees that in order to be over in the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker, one needs the entire night. And since by Yisachar Shoyis Delayla, one does not have the Lina of the entire night, for that reason, one is not over in the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker. And for that reason, Shmuel says, the halach is that Schir Shoyis Dalayla is Geva Kol Laila V'Chalayim. This, the Rav argues, is a chay because Rav understands that in order to be over the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker, one does not need the lina of the entire night, but rather a lina of part of the night is enough in order to be over the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar. And for that reason, Rav says, that Schir Shoyis Dalayla is only Geva Kol HaLaila. But Uchayo, one can go a step further and explain that the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to explain the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker. Either one can explain that the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker is Mechadish as Man Piroin, that the Baal Bayis has to pay his Poyalim by the time of Baiker, or one can explain Pshat in the Lav of Yisolim Po Asachar Itchad Baiker that there is an Isser for the Baal Bayis to withhold payment from his Payalim ad biker. And if he withholds payment from his poem ad biker, he is over in the lab of a solemn pool of sacher et chad biker. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain. This that Shmuel understands as Taisus explains, that in order to be able to lav v'yisolim po sachar ad biker, one needs the entire night. And part of the night is not enough, is because Shmuel understands that the iser v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker is an iser for the Baal Bayis to withhold payment ad biker. And for that reason, Shmuel understands that only if the Baal Bayis withholds payment the entire night, do we say that he is over in the iser v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker. This, the Rav argues, is because Rav understands that the iser v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker is not because there is an iser of the Baal Bayis withholding payment from his workers, but rather v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker is mechadish his man. And the pasuk is mechadish that his man piroin is ad biker. And if biker passes and he did not pay his poem, then he is over in the iser v'yisolim po sachar because he did not pay his poem at the proper time. And since v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker is mechadish his man piroin, for that reason, even if there was no lina the entire night, but still by the time of ad biker, he will be over in the iser v'yisolim po sachar et chad biker. And for that reason, Rav says, Schir Shoyis de Laila is only Geiva Kol Laila, and Schir Shoyis de Laila is not Geiva Kol Laila v'chalayim. Based on this, one can explain. This, Atesis asks, from the pasuk of Ayoan Chil of Chagi ad biker, which Tesis proves from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pevavim and Aleph, and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chafim and Beis, that even Miksas HaLaila is enough. As far as being over the Issa of Ayoan Chil of Chagi ad biker, Tesis' kasha is not only a kasha according to the Shita of Shmuel, but rather Tesis' kasha is a kasha even according to Rav. Even according to Rav, who understands that Schir Shoyis the Laila is only Geiva Kol Laila, but again, that is only because Rav explains Pshat and the Lav V'yisolim Po Sachar Et Chad Biker, that the Pasuk is coming to Mechadish as Man Piroin Ad Biker. And if this Man Piroin passes, he is over in the Isra V'yisolim. But as far as the Yon Chil Chagi Ad Biker is concerned, that the Isra is the E Haktara Seymurim Ad Biker, Rav should agree that in order to be over the Issa of Yon Chil V'chagi, one should need Lina of the entire night. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis. Based on this, one can go a step further, and the chira say Yishuv to the Kasha of Tesis by saying as follows. This, that Tesis proves the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pevav Min Aleph, and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chaf Min Beis, that even Lina of part of the night is enough to have the Issa of Yon Chil V'chagi Ad Biker, is from this that we find in the Gemara in Zvachim, that even Lina part of the night is enough to make the carbon pasul. Based on this, how we said before, one can explain. This how we find in the Gemara in Zvachim, that the carbon becomes nifsal with a lina of part of the night, is only as far as the psul carbon is concerned. Since the psul carbon is dependent upon this, that we say that achar marashachar, it is no longer this man for aktaras imurim. And for that reason, even if one did not have a lina of the entire night, but still with the lina of part of the night, we will say that the imurim will become nifsalim. On the other hand, as far as the lav of Yon Chil V'chagi Ad Biker, in order to be over in the lav, one will need a lina of the entire night, since again the Isra of Yon Chil V'chagi is an Isra of Iyak Torah Seymurim Kol Alayla. Now, based on this, the Beskrov says in Tmur Naftal on the base, that the Isra of Yon Chil V'chagi Ad Biker is dependent upon the Psalina, and the Isras don't make something become possible lina, then not only will we say that as far as Psal, the psul is not dependent upon having a lina of the entire night, but rather one will have a psul even without having a lina of the entire night. So too, as far as the Isra of Yon Chil V'chagi Ad Biker, one will be over the Isra of Yon Chil V'chagi Ad Biker, even with part of the night. So again, Tesis explains Pshat and the Shita of Shmuel by saying that in order to be over the Isra of Yisolin, one needs the entire night. Without having the entire night, one is only over after the Yom passes, based on the pasuk of Yom Titein Tzcharei. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Baal Mar. The Baal Mar explains Pshat and Shmuel this, that Shmuel says, Schir Shoyis the Leil is Geiva Kol Leil V'Chol Yom, is based on this that we find in the Gemara Nama Beis, that the Gemara Nama Beis brings down to Makiris for a case of Sachrei Liv Tzar Eshkol Echad. Either the Makar is from Baal Tolin, or the Makar is from Ve'elav Hu Naiseis Navshei. Rashi and Tesis both explain the Chiddush of Liv Tzar Eshkol Echad means a Schir Shoyis. And there is a machlokes as far as the makar of Zechir Shayas. The Balmar goes on to say that according to Shmuel, the Tana of our Mishnah understands that the makar for Zechir Shayas is from the Eilav Unaisis Nafshei. And the Tana of our Mishnah understands that we do not learn out Zechir Shavas Sacher Sacher to teach us that wherever we have B'yemeti Tinskar, one also has a lav of a solemn poor Sacher Etchad Baiker. And therefore, since the Tana of our Mishnah understands that the Makar for Zechir Shayas is from Ve'elav Unoiseis Nafshei, which was said by B'yemei Titin Zchari, for that reason, by Zechir Shayas, all we have is the Asei of B'yemei Titin Zchari. One does not have the Lav Lissolim Po'asach Retchad Baker. This, the Rav argues, is either because Rav understands that the Makar of Zechir Shayas is from Lissolim Po'asach Retchad Baker, and for that reason, according to Rav, one has the Lav even by Zechir Shayas, or one can say that according to Rav, Rav understands like the Tana that we darshin Sacher Sacher, and based on the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, even though the Makar for Zechir Shayas is from Ve'elav Unaseis Nafshei, which was said by the Aseh B'yemei Titin Zchari, but still we darshin the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, which teaches us that wherever we have the Aseh, we have the Lav as well, and therefore by Zechir Shayas one will have the Lav of a solemn poor Sacher Etchad Baker. That is how the Balmora explains Pshat in the Sheet of Shmuel. The Raven asks the following Tmiya on the Balmor. According to Balmor, what is Pshat in this? How we went in our Mishnah. That by Yoytze Balayla, he is Goyva called Layla V'chol Hayayim. The case of Yoytze Balayla is not as Zechir Shayas, and since the case of Yoytze Balayla is not as Zechir Shayas, for that reason one should have the lovely solemn poor Sacher Etchad Baker. That is the kasha that the Ravid asks on the Balmor. So to answer this kasha, we find that Yashav and Horus answers the kasha as follows. This, that the Gemara Rebbeis has a special drasha for Zechir Shayas, is not because Zechir Shayas is a different type of Sacher. And for that reason, one needs a special drasha to teach us that even such a Sacher has either the Lav or the Asay. But rather, the Chiddush of Zechir Shayas is this that we say, that even though when he was Yetze, he did not leave over a full oina till either the morning or till the layla, still there is a chiyuv, which again, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, is based on the drasha of Ve'ilav Hunayseis Nafshei, which was said by the Aseya B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei. And therefore, anyone who finished working at a time that they did not leave over an oina shleima is included in the drasha of Ve'ilav Hunayseis Nafshei. And therefore, both is Zechir Shayas. And the case of our Mishnah of Yotza Balayla is included in the drasha of Ve'elav Unaseis Nafshei, and for that reason, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, one only has the Aseya B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei, and for that reason, the Halach is Goyve Kol Layla V'chol Hayoyim. That is how B'yashiv answers the Ravid's Kasha on the Balmor, explains Pshat and the Halach of our Mishnah, that by Yotza Balayla we say Goyve Kol Layla V'chol Hayoyim. So again, we have three basic malchim as far as how to explain pshat in this, that Shmuel says, Zechir Shayas, the layla is goyve kol layla v'chol hayayim. The first pshat is the mahalach of Rashi. Rashi explains pshat in Shmuel because we say, hayayim hoylech achra layla. And therefore one cannot be over by the time of Ad-Boker, since by the time of Boker it still is be'emtza yoyim z'chirusay. And one cannot be over the iser be'emtza yoyim z'chirusay. The entire pasuk, Lisolim Po'asacher Etchad Baker, is only after Yom Zchirusay. In the middle of Yom Zchirusay, one cannot be over since the pasuk says, B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei. From Rashi one sees, the Rashi explains Pshat in the pasuk of B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei that the Baal Bayis is mechuyev to pay his payo in the day in which the payo worked. And Rashi does not explain B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei to mean, as the Bach explains the beginning of Simen Shin Amates, that B'yoyimai means Bizmanai, which, as the Bach explains, is a shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam is Meineh B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei, the Rambam includes both Eschir Yoyim Shegoyve Kol Layla and Eschir Layla Shegoyve Kol Hayoyim, and even Eschir Yoyim Shegoyve Kol Layla is included in the Aseya B'yoyimai Titein Zcharei, since, as the Bach explains, according to the Rambam, B'yoyimai means Bizmanai. Whatever this man is, either this man is Kol Layla, or this man is Kol Hayoyim. In Rashi, on the other hand, one sees a Rashi explains B'yoyimai to mean in the day. And therefore Rashi explains B'shita Shmuel, that since Hayoyim Hoylech Acher HaLayla, for that reason Zechir Shayas the Layla is Goyva Kol Layla V'chol Hayoyim. Well, according to Rashi, one can say, this the Rav argues on Shmuel, is because Rav explains that b'yomei means bizmanei, like we mentioned before from the Bach b'shitas Harambam. And therefore, even though yom ha'olachach ha'leil, but still, Zechir Shalius, the leil is only goyve kol leil, since one has the pasuk of a someone po asacher etchad beiker. B'yomei titein tzcharei does not mean in the day, but rather it means bizmanei. If the zman is kol leil based on the pasuk of a someone po asacher etchad beiker, then one will be over by the time of beiker. From Rashi, Achir one sees as well that Rashi explains a pshat in the mitzvah aseya b'yomei titein tzcharei that the pasuk of b'yomei titein tzcharei is mechadish as man, and in the pasuk of b'yomei titein tzcharei was mechadish as man piroin, and this man piroin of a poel was in the day in which he was hired. And since b'yomei titein tzcharei is mechadish as man, that a barbayis mechuyev to pay his poel in the day in which he worked, for that reason Rashi explains b'shita Shmuel that Zechir Shalius the Laila cannot possibly be over by the time of Beiker, since it is still in the time of when the Torah was Mechayev Baal Bayis to pay his payal. And as long as that time did not yet pass, he cannot possibly be over. Based on this, one can explain another Mahalach as far as this, that Shmuel argues in Rav, and one can say this, that Shmuel argues in Rav, is because Shmuel understands that Yom Titein Tzchari is not Mechadish as man, as far as when a Baal Bayis Mechuyev to pay his payal, that a Baal Bayis Mechuyev to pay his payal in the day in which the poel worked for the Baal Bayis. But rather, Shmuel understands that the Aseh B'yomei Titein Tzcharei is not his man, and is not his man in the Chiyuv Tashrumei Baal Bayis L'poel, but rather, it is a mitzvah Aseh Ba'oma. And therefore, just because it is still considered B'yomei, but still one can be over on the lav of Oysolem Purasocher Itchad Boiker. As we will see Be'ezus Hashem, in the Meshach of the Shir, there are common afkaminas between these two tzadim. That is the Mahalach of Rashi, as far as how to explain Pshat and Shmuel. Thesis on the other end explains Pshat and Shmuel, this that Shmuel understands. That Zechir Shalius the Laila is Goyva Kol Laila B'chol Yom is because as far as the Israel of Yisrael Po Asachir Itchad Beiker, one needs Linas Kol HaLaila. Without Linas Kol HaLaila, one is not over on the Israel of Yisrael Po Asachir Itchad Beiker. This, the Rav argues, is because Rav understands that one can be over the Israel of Yisrael Po Asachir Itchad Beiker even without Linas Kol HaLaila. Which, as we explained, is because Rav understands that the Rav of Oysom Po Asachir Itchad Beiker was just Mechadish as man, and was Mechadish as man of Ad Beiker. And therefore, as long as his man of Beiker passed, one is over in the Issa of Oysom Po Asachir Itchad Beiker, even if one did not have Linas Kol Laila. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Baal Mar, that the Baal Mar explains Pshat and Shmuel. That Shmuel understands the Makar for Zechir Shalius is based on the Drasha of Elav Hu Neiseis Navshe, which was said by the Aseya B'yomei Titein Tzcharei. And therefore all one has is Aseya B'yomei Titein Tzcharei. This Rav argues on Shmuel is because Rav understands either that the Makar of Zechir Shalius is not from the Drasha of Elav Hu Neiseis Navshe, but rather it is from the Drasha of Oysalem Po Asachir Itchad Beiker. Or Rav understands that we darsh nigzir shavav sacher sacher, which is a machlokes tanoim. And therefore, based on the drasha of sacher sacher, Zechir Shalius has a lav of oisalim po sacher itchad beiker as well. Now let's go on to the next halacha. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Tanu rabbanan ha'imer l'chaveret say schar li payalim shneyan ein oivim mishum al talin zelafish oisacheron v'zelafish ha'im pulasei etzlay. In the Rishonim we find that the Rishonim ask the following to me on our Gemara. What is pshat in this? Our Gemara says, ha'imer l'chaveret say schar li payalim shneyan ein oivim zelafish oisacheron. What happened to the halacha of shulchay shodim kamaisei, and therefore it should be considered ki'ilu sachron. But to answer this kasha, we find that the Ritva says the following chiddush. The Ritva answers the kasha by saying that we do not say shulchay shaladim k'moisei l'chayvasei. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in the Ritva, even though we do not say shulchay shaladim l'chayvasei. But still, the shulchos is not a shulchos l'chayvasei, but rather the shulchos is a shulchos in order to hire payalim. And if as far as hiring Pelem is concerned, he is considered his shliach, then automatically one will have the lav of Oysolin, and one will have the Aseya B'yomei Titein Tzcharei. So to explain Pshat in the Ritva, one can explain Pshat in the Ritva with a number of Mahalchim. I'd like to mention two of the Mahalchim with which one can explain Pshat in the Ritva. The first Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Ritva is by saying that since Shlichos is not necessary for his Chiras Pelem, and one can hire workers for someone else without Shlichos, it comes out that the entire shlichos is only l'chevasei. The whole Shulchan Aruch Kamaisi is only coming with Hivasai. Since as far as Chiras Poelim is concerned, one does not need Shulchan Aruch Kamaisi in order to hire Poelim. And since the whole Shulchan Aruch Kamaisi is only with Hivasai we do not say Shulchan Aruch Kamaisi. That is the first Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Nirtva. The second Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Nirtva is by saying that even though as far as Chiras Poelim is concerned, he is considered Hishliach, but there is a new parish of Schiris Poelim that was in Schadish in the lab of Oysolim Pulasach Ritchad Baker, and that say, B'yoymei titein Schare. And in that new parish of Schiris Poelim, we will say, L'ina se shvuchay l'chayvasay. This that we explained in the parish of Oysolim, in the parish of B'yoymei titein Schare, it was in Schadish a new parish of Schiris Poelim. So to a clear one sees from Rashi and the Marshal later on, Dav Kofid Chesaman Aleph. The Gemara later on, Dav Kofid Chesaman Aleph, says the following halacha, that one cannot pay one's poyalim with Shavah Kesef, but rather one has to pay one's poyalim with Kesef. Rashi explains the Makar, that one has to pay his poyalim with Kesef, is based on the Pasuk of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Boiker. The Marshal goes on to say, that since Rashi says, that the Makar, that a Baal Bayis has to pay his poyalim with Kesef, is based on the Pasuk of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Boiker, for that reason, this, that a Baal Bayis has to pay his Poelim with Kesef, is only referring to a case that the Baal Bayis actually hired his Poelim, in a case that the Baal Bayis told someone else to hire Poelim for him. Since one does not have the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker, so too one will be able to pay his Poelim with Shavah Kesef, and he will not be Mechuyev to only pay with Kesef. From the Marshal, one sees that there is another Nafkamina as well, between if the Baal Bayis himself hired the Poelim, that then one has the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker, and as far as a case that the Baal Bayis told someone else to hire a poem for him, that there one does not have the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker, as far as if a Baal Bayis mochiv to pay his poem only with Kesef, or can he pay with Shavah Kesef. So from the Marashal Ochayah one sees that there is a Schiris Poelim which is Mechayiv Kesef, and then there is a Schiris Poelim which is not Mechayiv Kesef. And to decide which Schiris Poelim is Mechayiv Kesef is dependent if one has the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker. And since there is a Schiris Poelim which has the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker, and then there is a Schiris Poelim which does not have the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker, based on this that we say that a person is an Nase Shulchei Shavadim Uchivasei, one will only be left with a parish of Schiris Poelim which does not have the Isser of Oysolim Pula Socher Itchad Baker. The other type of Schiris Poelim is entirely L'chevasai. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Nirtva. The Tesur on the other end answers this Kasha with a different Mahalach, and he explains Pshat in our Gemara. This in our Gemara says, Oymer L'chavir Yitzeyu Eschar Uli Poelim, Shneim Einoivim Mishmatolin Zel Afish Oysachron. And we are not Mechayiv Mishalech based on Shulchei Shavadim Kamaisai, is because even though there is a parish of Shlichus, but still, since he did not actually go and hire the Poelim, for that reason, they are not Tzemech upon the Baal Bayis that he will pay them right away. And since they are not Tzemech upon the Baal Bayis that he will pay them right away, for that reason, one does not have the Lav or the Asay. From the Tesrit, one sees that the Lav or the Asay are dependent upon this, that the Poelim were Tzemech on the Baal Bayis, that the Baal Bayis will pay them immediately. Based on the Tesud, one can say this that we find in our Gemara. That our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Hani Shukoy Desura Lei Avi Mishum Al Tolin Meida Yadi Dal Yema Deshuka Smichi. Our Gemara means to say that since they are not Tzemech Das on the Baal Bayis, so the Baal Bayis will pay them right away. For that reason, one does not have the Isser of Oysolin, and one does not have the Asay B'Yemai Titein Zcharei. That is a chira how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Tesis Rid. In the Mishnah later on, we find that the Mishnah says the following halachim chel eitzel chemini eitzel shochani einay oiver olav, which, as we find later on, the Gemara of Kofi Beis Manalaf is even if the Baal Bayis himself is not yet potter from paying them, even so the halach is einay oiver olav. L'chir pshat in this that we say einay oiver olav is because since he was a chel eitzel chemini eitzel shochani, they are no longer seimech das by the Baal Bayis. They are no longer relying upon the Baal Bayis that the Baal Bayis will pay them. And for that reason, the Baal Bayis is not over in the Isser of Baal Tolin. But this that the Tesirid says, that one needs a smichas das on the poem in order for the Baal Bais to be over in the Isra Baal Tohen. And if the poem are not smich das on the Baal Bais, then the Baal Bais is not over. It's only if the poem are not smich das on the Baal Bais from the beginning of their schiras, when they were hired, they were not smich das on the Baal Bais, so the Baal Bais will pay them, which is the case that the Tesrit is referring to. That since someone else hired them, even though he hired them b'shvichas the Baal Bais, but still they were not smich das on the Baal Bais. And since at the time of their schiros, they were not smich das on the Baal Bais, for that reason the Baal Bais is not over in the Isra Baal Tohen. But in the case of Mcheiwe Tzol Chemini Oye Tzol Shochani, that at the time of their schiros they were smich das on the Baal Bais, well, chere, the Baal Bais should be over, and as long as the Baal Bais is still mechuyev to pay his poilim, he should be over in the Isra Baal Tohen, and he should be over in the Asei B'yoymai Titein Tzchayai. So to explain Pshat and Halacha of our Mishnah Mechelei Tzol Chemini Yitzol Shochani, L'Chayah one has to explain Pshat and our Mishnah with a different Mahalach, which we will see Be'ezus Hashem in our Shir and Av Kof Yud Beis. In the Tesefta, Perek Yod HaLach Aleph, we find that the Tesefta says the following Halacha, in the case of the Mishnah Mechelei Tzol Chemini Yitzol Shochani, even though the Baal Bais himself is not over, but the Chemini or Shochani are over. And if the Chemini or Shochani do not pay at the proper time, they are over. Okay, one can ask the following Tamiya on the Tesefta. How can the Chemini or Shochani possibly be over? How can they possibly be worse? From the case of our Gemara, that the Baal Bais is not over, since he did not hire them. And even though he's mechuyev to pay them, but the fact that he's mechuyev to pay them is not enough in order for us to say that he is over on the Isser of Baal Tohen, and he is mechuyev in the Asei B'yemei Titein Tzcharei. And so too, as far as Chemini V'Shochani, we should say as well, that even though they are mechuyev to the Payalim, but still, they should not be over in the Isser of Baal Tohen, and they should not be mechuyev in the Asei B'yemei Titein Tzcharei. So to explain Pshat and the Tesefta, one has to explain Pshat and the Tesefta based upon the Tesis Rid. That since the Tesis Rid explains that the only reason why the Baal Bais is not over on the Isser, a Baal Tohen is not Mukhiv in the Asei B'yemi Titin Tzcharei, is only because the Payim are not Simich Das upon the Baal Bais, that he will pay them altar. But as long as one has a Smichas Das of the Payim, then whoever is Mukhiv to the Payim is over in the Isser of Baal Tohen, and is mechuyev in the Asei B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei. Therefore, as far as Chemini V'Shochani are concerned, that the Payim are Semech Das upon the Chemini or the Shochani, that the Chemini or Shochani will pay them at the proper time, for that reason the Chemini or the Shochani are over Mishum Baal Tohen. Since again, Baal Tohen and the Mitzvahs Asei B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei are dependent upon the Smichos Das of the Payim. That is a chayah, how one can explain Pshat in the halacha of the Tesefta, according to the Tesis Rid. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara makes the following drasha. On the pasuk of Yisoon po asachir itchad beiker, our Gemara says, Imash mashanem o Yisoon eini yedei ashad beiker, matam loim ad beiker, melamed shenu iver el ad beiker rishen bovad. So again, in our Gemara, one sees that as far as the lavo Yisoon po asachir itchad beiker, one is only over in the first beiker. One is not over from then on. Now one has to know, what is the halacha as far as the Asei B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei and as far as the other lav of Oisavai of HaShemesh? Do we say that as far as the Asei B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei and as far as the lav of Oisavai of HaShemesh, one is over even afterwards? Or even as far as B'yoymei Titein Tzcharei and as far as the lav of Oisavai of HaShemesh, we will say that one is only over on the first day. From then on, he is not over. This shayla was assuming Machlokes HaRishonim. In the Ran, we find that the Ran says, "Huadinu schir leila sheni oiver mishum b'yemei titein scharei ela b'yem rishen." And so too, the Shita brings down Meshem the Mukiyesef and the Ramach. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down Meshem the Shita. That the Shita argues, and the Shita says, "V'nerali the davka lese b'alton hu dein oiver ol v'bayk rishen veilach avol sharchi v'eschiras va'afoy savei oiver leilam hoyov leksuv v'hu yiter milotinu b'yem rishen veilach." So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim. If as far as the mitzvahs asei b'yemei titein tzcharei do we say the one is over on the mitzvahs asei even after Yom Rishon, or do we say the one is only over on the mitzvahs asei b'yemei titein tzcharei on the first day? The Ran, Muki Yosef, the Ramach, and so too is Mavur and the Rambam and Perkadal Milchus Chiras Halachei understand that even as far as the asei and the lav of Oisavi of Hashemesh, one is only over on the Asei and the Lav of Oisavi of HaShemesh on the first day. From then on, all one has is a Lav Medrabanan of Baal Tisha, On the other end, the Shita argues, and the Shita understands that as far as the Lav and the Asay, that there is no drasha b'iker b'kerishin, one is over even after the first day. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and the other Rishonim that argue on the Shita. But here in our Gemara we find that there is only a drasha as far as the Lav v'isolim pu'a sachar itchad b'iker. As far as the Asay and the Lav v'isolim v'ashemesh, there is no drasha, and therefore one should be over even after the first day, just like one sees in our Gemara that if not for the drasha of b'iker Rishon, one will be over even after the first morning. So to explain Pshat and the other Rishonim, we find their Meir Simcha in our Sameach in Perek Tezvav Mehochas Sanhedrin Ochaches explains Pshat in these Rishonim as follows: that as far as Aseh B'yem Reititin Zchare and as far as the Lav of Oisavei of Hashemesh, it is Pashat, one is only Oiver in the first day, since the Pasuk says B'yem Reititin Zchare, and therefore even without any Drasha, it is Pashat, one is not Oiver Mikan Veilech. Only as far as Oisolim Pu'a Sachar Itcha, do we need a drasha b'iker to teach us b'iker Rishon, since if not for that, Oisolim Kriya Mashma, any day in which he is one, he will be over the Isra of Oisolim. That is how Meir Simcha explains Pshat in these Rishonim. Well, here one can explain Pshat in these Rishonim with a different Mahalach, and say that there is a fundamental difference between the Lav of Oisolim Pu'a Sachar Itcha b'iker and the Aseh B'yoymei Titein Zcharei. The Lav of Oisolim is an Isser for withholding payment from one's workers. On the other hand, the Aseh B'yoymei Titein Zcharei is his man Piroin. The Torah is Mechayev, one is Mechuyev to pay his workers B'yoymei. And therefore one can say that only as far as the Lav of Oisolim Pu'a Sachar Itcha B'iker does we need the Drasha of B'iker to teach us B'iker Rishon, and not from then on. Since if not for the Drasha of B'iker Rishon, I would have said the one is over the Isser of Oisolim even after the first day. Since again, the Isra of Oisolim is for withholding the payment of one's workers. And as long as one is withholding payment from his workers, he should be over the Isra of Oisolim. On the other hand, as far as the Aseh B'yem Reititin Zcharei, the Aseh is an Aseh to pay his workers on time. And once the first day passed, and he did not pay his workers on time, it is Pashat that he will not be over on the Isra of B'yem Reititin Zcharei anymore. This man of paying one's workers already passed. That is Achira, how one can explain Pshat in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. This, that the Shita argues, and the Shita understands one has the mitzvah Saseh B'yem Reititin Zcharei even after the first day, and so too one has the Lav of Oisavei of Hashemesh even after the first day, is Achira because the Shita argues and the Shita understands that the mitzvah Saseh B'yem Reititin Zcharei is not a mitzvah to pay one's workers on time, but rather it is an Isser Aseh to withhold payment past Yomai. And if there is an Isser Aseh to withhold payment past Yomai, as long as one is withholding payment from one's workers, he is over on the mitzvah Aseh B'Yomai Titein Zcharei. Yomai Titein Zcharei is even an Isser for withholding payments on the day itself, for sure from then on. This that we explained, that according to the Shita B'Yomai Titein Zcharei is an Isser for withholding one's payments from one's workers. And even B'Yomai one has an Isser, if one withheld payments from one's workers on the first day, so to Achir one sees in the Tesefta. In the Tesefta in Perek Yud Al-Chalef, the Tesefta says as follows, HaKoyvesh Schar Socher Oiver Mishum Heilavin. And one of the Lavin that the Tesefta mentions is the Pasuk of B'Yomai Titein Zcharei. So from the Tesefta one clearly sees that the Tesefta understands that B'yoymei Titein Zcharei is a Lav Habba Mechlal Aseh. So again we have a Machlokes HaRishonim as far as how to explain Pshat in the Aseh B'yoymei Titein Zcharei. Do we understand Pshat in the Aseh B'yoymei Titein Zcharei that there is a mitzvah to pay payalim on time? Or do we understand that the Aseh B'yoymei Titein Zcharei is an Isser withholding payment from one's workers even past the first day? In the Rif we find the following Chiddush. The Rif says that as far as the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, if Schir Shoyes de Leila is Geiveh Kol Leila, or Schir Shoyes de Leila is Geiveh Kol Leila v'Chol Hayom, we paskin like Rav, since Hilchos HaKerav B'Yisurei. The Rosh goes on to add another reason why we paskin like Rav and not like Shmuel. The Rosh says that since Rav is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Makom where we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Shimon. From this that the Rif says, we paskin like Rav, since Hilchos HaKerav B'Yisurei, one clearly sees that the Lav of Oisolim Pu'a Sachar Itcha B'iker is not a halacha on Hilchos Tashlumin. That there is a chiyuv mechiyuvei mamon to pay before the biker, since had that been the pshat, it would not be a machoikas between Rav and Shmuel be Suri, but rather the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel be a machoikas as far as Mammon is concerned. So from the riff, one clearly sees that the lav oisolim po sacher itcha and biker is just an iser, that there is an iser for withholding payment past the biker. But the lav does not affect the chiyuv Mammon whatsoever. This that the Rosh found it necessary to explain, that we pass on my craft for another reason. Since Hilchasak Reb Yehuda v'makom Reb Shimon, and Rav is going b'shitas Reb Yehuda, Ochir one sees that the Rosh has a tzad, that the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel is not only a machoikas as far as Yisurim, but rather the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel is a machoikas as far as Mammon. Since the Rav v'yisolim p'vosachar itcha b'ikir is mechadish achidish and hilchas Mammon, that there is a chi of Mammon to pay one's workers ad b'ikir. And since the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel can be explained, that the machlekes is a machlekes as far as Mammon is concerned, and as far as Mammon, the halacha is kishmuel v'loike Rav, for that reason the Rosh found it necessary to explain, that since Rav is going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. In the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chiyuros, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha, v'inuiken alav zeh sharehu chayv v'shalim. The one is not like on the Rav of v'yisolim p'vosachar itcha b'iker, since he is chayv v'shalim. And therefore, it is a lav hanitin v'tashumin. In the Menachas Chinuch, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks the following tmiyah. From this, we find in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mihalchus Mova v'loy v'alachadalit that the Rambam says, "Avar ba'alchay v'nichnas abeis haloy v'mishkanoi eisha chotaf hamashka miyade b'zraya enei leikesh v'nita klasei." From the Rambam, one clearly sees that as far as the lav of Mashkin is concerned, the lav of Mashkin is not considered a lav hanitin l'tashumin, but rather it is only considered a lav hanita klasei, and therefore one is only not leike as long as one has the opportunity to mekayim the asei. The Magen Mishnah explains that the reason why the lav of Mashkin is not considered a lav hanitin l'tashumin, and therefore one should not be leike, even if one does not have the opportunity to mekayim the asei, is because shrei asra teiraz a machmas hafkas mamon chaveri shrei neitli bechayvei ve'ein zel eganef legazon el gzeres hakasev haisa shrei lases kala adam din laatzmei ve'ein zel av anitin utashumen shrei amal vavaloi ve'ein machakasen achshe b'mamon avulav shenitek lasei.
So from the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, one clearly sees that in order to be considered a lav hanitin utashumen, one needs that the lav involves taking away someone else's money. And only such a lav is considered a lav hanitin l'tashumin. And therefore the Menachas Chinuch asks, what is pshat in this that the Rambam says, that the lav of a soul po sacher itcha al-beker is considered a lav hanitin l'tashumin. So to answer the kash of the Menachas Chinuch and to explain pshat in the Rambam, okay, one has to say as follows, that from the Rambam one sees that the Rambam understands that the lav of a soul po sacher itcha al-beker is an iser withholding money that the poel deserves to get. And the iser is an iser of gzeilas mamon shel hapoel. And since there is an iser gzeilas mamon shel hapoel taking place, for that reason the lav is a lav hanitin v'tashumin. That is achir what one sees b'shitas Rambam. So again, from the Rambam one sees that the Rambam understands that the lav v'yisolim pua sachar itcha b'iker was nischadish, that a poel has a schus to receive his money ad biker. And if Baal Bayis does not pay his poel ad biker, he is stealing from the poel. According to the Rambam, Mokhir the Machoikes between Rav and Shmuel is a Machoikes and Hilchas Mammon. And the Machoikes is, if his Chirshoyes Delilah has a schus Mammon to receive his schar before the biker. And therefore this that the Rambam paskins like Rav, even though Hilchas HaKishmuel B'mamayna, is only based on the second pshat of the Rosh, that the Rosh says that since Rav is going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, for that reason we pass on like Rav since Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. In our Gemara, as we mentioned before, we find that Rav Ashi says as follows: Afilo yisachari aliv tzoy eshkalachet shalnavim over mishum bal talin. As we mentioned before, Rashi and Tosfos explain pshat in our Gemara that the chiddush of liv tzoy eshkalachet is a chiddush in Zchir Shoyes, that even though Liv Tzoyesh Kolach is only a Zchir Shoyes, but still, one is Oiver Mishum Al Talin, or as Igmar says, one is Oiver based on the Joshua Ve'ilav Hunoiseis Navshai. The Ritva on the other end explains Pshat Nar Gemara with a different Mahalach, and the Ritva explains Pshat Nar Gemara that the Chiddush of Liv Tzoyesh Kolach is coming to teach us that even Al Pachas Mishav Pruta, one is Oiver in the Isra Bal Talin. The Me'iri is Moisif that the pasuk is coming to mechadish that there is an azhara shabeschiras which is not dependent upon mammon. Elaf a pachas mishav pruta oiver afilo yisakri al livter esh kolachad oiver mishum bal talin. From the tefillah meiri ochir one sees the following chiddush that as far as chiras payol is concerned, there is a chiv to pay a payol, even a pachas mishav pruta. Had there not been the chiv to pay a payol pachas or pruta, ochir one cannot possibly have an oiver in the isra bal talin. Just like we find in our gemara that based on the lachavein chiras mishtalemes al abesayif, for that reason one cannot be oiver in the isra bal talin before the gemar malacha, since the chiv starts at the time of gemar malacha. So again, from the Ritva Mi'iri Ochir one sees that as far as Chiyas Payolim is concerned, there is a Chiyav to pay a Payol even the Pachas Shavaputa, which is not like the Mordechai in the Teisrid that the Machna Ephraim brings down in Hochas Mashiach Simon Yadalid. Now from the Ritva Mi'iri Ochir one sees another Chiddush as well, that the Isser of Oysalim Puasacher Itcha Beiker is not main Yonah of Gizela. Had he said the Isser of Oysalim Puasacher Itcha Beiker been because he's withholding the money of the payol, and therefore he is stealing from the payol, as far as Gzeiras Mammon is concerned, one should be a pruta, one cannot be over b'pachas mishav pruta. So from the Tva Meiri Ochir one sees that the Isser of Oysalim Puasacher Itcha Beiker is just an Isser. And for that reason we will say, as the Rif says, that Rabu Shmuel Hilchasa Karab B'Yisurei, according to the Rambam, Ochir will come out, that one will not be over an Isser b'pachas mishav pruta. If the schiris was less than a shavuot, then one will not be over the isa loisalim puasacher itcha beker. Since according to the Rambam, as we mentioned before, the isa loisalim puasacher itcha beker is an isra of gezela. And so we find that the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed, Perek Tes of Gimel, is medayik in Tesis Nama Beis with the Yomascha Livter Eshkol Echad. The one is only over in the lav of Yisalim Puasacher Itcha Beiker by Pruta, not Bepachas Mishav Pruta. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sivah Chesed in Sivkat in Yudalf explains Pshat as follows, that according to Tesis, Oichamira Inyan HaLav Do Yisalim Yisr Gzeil Adalma, Shein Yoiver B'Lav Bepachas Mishav Pruta. In other words, the Chavetz Chaim explains Pshat on the Shita of Tesis, that Tesis' Shita is like the Rambam, that the side of the Isser of Yisalim Puasacher Itcha Beiker is an Isser of stealing the Payal's money. For that reason, only Bishav Pruta will one be either. If not for the Chavetz Chaim's Pshat and Tesis, one can explain Pshat and Tesis on the base as follows. This, that Tesis understands, that Bepachas Mishav Pruta one is not either in the Isser of Baal Tullin, because Tesis understands, like the Rishenim that we mentioned before, that the Chiyav of Schiris Payalim is only Bepruta. There is no Chiyav for less than a pruta, and for that reason one cannot be over in the Isser Baal Tullin, since there is no Chiyav Schiris Payalim for less than a pruta. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis. So again, we have Machlekes HaRishenim as far as how to understand the Lav of Oysalim Puasacher Itchad Beiker. Now one has to understand, as far as Aseya B'yemei Titin Zchare, how are we to understand the Aseya B'yemei Titin Zchare? Do we understand that B'yemei Titin Zchare is just a mitzvah Aseya, or do we understand that the pasuk of B'yemei Titin Zchare is a Chiyav Mammon, and the Torah is coming to Mechayev Baal Bayis with a Chiyav Mammon that he is Mechuyev to pay his payol B'yemei? In the Arzaruah we find the following chiddush. The Arzaruah brings down a case that Reuven was hired by Shimon, and it came time for Shimon to pay Reuven, and Shimon did not pay Reuven, and he was ma'akev his payment to Reuven ad la'achar hazman. And Reuven was to pay Shimon for everything that he could have earned with that money had he received the money at the proper time. The Arzaruah brings down the Hayudan Mari Rabbeinu Avia Ezriel Chayev as Habal Abayis. The Arzaruah on the other hand argues that he is not mechuyev to pay everything mishum dahave ribis. So from the Arzaruah one clearly sees that the entire machlokes between the Arzaruah and the Avi Ezri is only if there is a chashash mishum ribis by schiras. But if not for ribis, everyone would agree to the halacha of the Avi Ezri that the Baal Bayis is mechuyev to pay his payol for all the money that he could have earned with the money that he received had he received the money at the proper time. From the Arzaruah one clearly sees that the chiyav to pay one's payol on time is not just an isser or a mitzvah that is mutzel on the Baal Bayis, but rather it is a chiyav mammon. And since there is a chiyav mammon, for that reason there is a makom to chayav the Baal Bayis to pay the payol for everything that he could have earned had he had that money. In our Mishnah we find the found halacha gertesha v'yesh b'mishem b'yemei titin tzchari v'ein b'mishem v'salam puasacher itchad b'yker. In the Rishenim we find the following machlekes. What is as far as the lav of Isavei of Hashemesh? Do we have by Gertesh of the lav of Isavei of Hashemesh or not? The Ritva understands That by Gertoshev, just like there is a mitzvah that says, B'yimei titin tzchari, so too there is a lav of oisavei ov ha-shemesh. On the other end, the Ritva is medayik in the Rambam. And so too, Kiveger proves from the Rambam that the Rambam understands that only as far as the mitzvah that says do we say that a Gertoshev has B'yimei titin tzchari. But by Gertoshev, one will not have the lav of oisavei ov ha-shemesh. In other words, not only do we not have the lav of a someone who was sacharetcha al baker by Gertoshev according to the Tan of our Mishnah, but so too as far as the lav of a savi of Hashemesh, one will not have the lav of a savi of Hashemesh. Now, here one has to understand, as Ritva asks on the Rambam, what is the difference between the lav of a savi of Hashemesh and the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzcharei? So to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam, here one has to say as followed, as we find in the Sefer Mitzvah Samelech, that there is a fundamental difference between the lavin and the Aseh B'yemei Titin Zcharei. As we mentioned before, the Rambam understands the one is not like based on this, that we say that the Lav is Nitin Matashumin. From the Rambam, one sees that not only is the Lav of Vaisalim Purasachar Itcha Baker Nitin Matashumin, but even the Lav of Vaisavei of Hashemesh is also Nitin Matashumin. From this, the Rambam understands that the Lav of Vaisavei of Hashemesh is Nitin Matashumin. From here, one sees, as we mentioned before, that even the lav of Esavi of Hashemesh is a lav of Gezela. The lav is a lav of stealing the money that is supposed to go to the Poyo. And for that reason, the lav is a lav hanitin v'tashvumin. And for that reason, one can say that the Rambam understands that the lav of Esavi of Hashemesh will not apply to a Gertoshev, since as far as the Isser of stealing the Poyo's money, the Isser of stealing the Poyo's money does not apply to a Gertoshev. Just like we find that the Isser of Yisolim Purasachar Itcha Baker does not apply to a Gertoshev. So from there one sees that the Isser of stealing the Poyo's money does not apply to Gertoshev, which includes the Isser of Yisavei of Hashemesh. This that we say, that there is a mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzcharei, even by a Gertoshev, is okay because the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzcharei is not a mitzvah sheva mamen, is not a chiv mamen, but rather the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzchari is only a mitzvah saseh ha-mutar karkav to the gavra, that the Baal Bayis has a mitzvah saseh to pay his poyalim. But there is no chiv mamen, and since there is no chiv mamen, for that reason the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzchari will apply even to a Gertoshev. With this, one can explain another chiddush that we find in the Rambam. In the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Sasei Reish, we find the Rambam says the following Chiddush, that the Mitzvah Sasei B'yimei Titin Tzcharei even applies to a guy. Not only does the mitzvah apply to a Gertosha, but even to a guy. In the Sefer Mayin HaChachma, we find that the Mayin HaChachma asks the following to me on the Rambam. In our Gemara, we are only Marba Gertoshev. What is the Makar of the Rambam to say that the Mitzvah Sasei B'yimei Titin Tzcharei even refers to a guy? So to answer this kash, we find that there are Mepharshim that explain this, that the Rambam says, that the mitzvah applies to a guy is only referring to a Gertoshev and not referring to a Goyim. But in the Chinuch, one clearly sees that the Chinuch understood B'shitas HaRambam, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah saseh b'imri titin tzcharei even refers to Goyim. Okay, one has to understand, what is the makar of the Rambam to say that the mitzvah saseh is even referring to Goyim? Based on this, what we said before, and we explained this, that the Rambam differentiates between the Aseh B'yimei Titin Tzcharei and the Lav of Yisavei of Hashemesh, one can explain Pshat in the Rambam as follows. This, that the Rambam understands that the Mitzvah Aseh B'yimei Titin Tzcharei even refers to a guy, is because this, that the Mitzvah Aseh refers to a Gertoshev, is because the Mitzvah Aseh is not a Chiyah Mamon, but rather it is only a Mitzvah HaMutar Kakav to the Gavra. And since it is a Mitzvah HaMutar Kakav to the Gavra, there is no reason for us to differentiate between a Gertoshev and a Goy. Only had we understood that the Mitzvah Aseh is a Chiyav, and the Chiyav is a Chiyav to one's Payal, can we say that the Torah is only Mechadish, this Chiddush, that there is a Chiyav only to Gertoshev and not to a guy. But if the mitzvah is only a mitzvah saseh a mutar karkav to the gavra, then it does not make a difference who he has the mitzvah saseh to. He will have the mitzvah saseh to a guy as well as he has a mitzvah saseh to a Gertoshev. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam. This that we find that other Rishonim argue on the Rambam, and other Rishonim understand that the mitzvah is only to Gertoshev based on the Rebbe and not to a guy, is Ochaya based on this, that the other Rishonim understand that even as far as the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzcharei, the mitzvah saseh b'yimei titin tzcharei is also a chiyav mamon. And therefore, as long as we do not have a makar that there is a chiyav mamon to a guy, we will say that the chiyav mamon of b'yimei titin tzcharei is only to Gertoshev and not to a guy. That is Ochaya the basis of this machlekes harishanim. In our Gemara, we find, as he mentioned before, our Gemara says the following halacha: Rabbi Bar Huna Hani Shukoy Desru Layavi Mishamal Tolan Meida Yadi Dal Yoima Deshuka Smichi. Our Gemara goes on to say, Avu Mishum Bal Tisha Vade Yiver. Now, to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find the tremendous machlekes harishanim. Rashi explains this, that our Gemara says, Avu Mishum Bal Tisha Yiver, is referring to Miyoim Shuka Ve'elach. Even Miyim Shuka, one is not over in the Yisrael Bal Talin, but rather Miyim Shuka, one is only over in the Yisrael Bal Tisha. And even as far as Bal Tisha is concerned, one is not over Bal Tisha right away, but rather one is only over in the Yisrael Bal Tisha, Miyim Shuka Veilech. On the other hand, the Meiri argues on these two halachas of Rashi, and the Meiri understands that Miyim Shuka Veilech, one is over in the Yisrael Bal Talin. This, the Argamar says, the one is only over in the Yisrael Bal Tisha, is referring to before Yim Shuka. If they are Tevei of the Baal Bayis, and the Baal Bayis has money with which he can pay, he is over in Baal Tisha even before Yem Shuka Ve'elech. But Yem Shuka Ve'elech, one is even over in the Yisrael Baal Tolin. Now, one has to understand Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim. First of all, if as far as Baal Tolin is concerned, one is over Baal Tolin, Yem Shuka Ve'elech or not, and so too one has to understand if as far as Baal Tisha is concerned, if one is over in Baal Tisha right away or not. So to explain Pshat in Machlokes HaRishonim, if one is over in Baal Tolin, from Yem Shuka Ve'elech or not, Bukhara one can explain, the Rashi understands that really the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv right away. And even by Hani Shukoy de Sura, the Chiyuv to pay one's payalim was Chal right away, once they finished their job. This, our Gemara says, made the Yadi. Dal Yoyme de Shuka Samachi, our Gemara means to say, as he mentioned before, Bashem the Tesurid. But since the payalim are not Tzimichdas, the Baal Bayis will pay them right away. For that reason, one does not have the Isra Baal Tolim Puasacher Itcha Adoiker. But since the Chiyuv was Chal right away, for that reason, we will apply the Halach of our Gemara, that based on the drasha by Kirishan, we will say the one is only over by Kirishan. And if for whatever reason he was not over by Kirishan, he will not be over Mikan Ve'elach. And since he was not over by Kirishan, since there was no smichas das on the payalim, for that reason one is not over Mikan Ve'elach either. That is a chayr pshat in the Shita of Rashi. This that the Miri argues is a chayr because the Miri understands. The entire chayr was only chal miyoyme deshuka ve'elach. There was no chayr before yoyme deshuka. And since the entire chayr was only chal miyoyme deshuka ve'elach, for that reason miyoyme deshuka, that is a time in which he is neschayev to his pilem. And since the chayr's chayr was chal miyoyme deshuka ve'elach, for that reason one will be over the Yisrael Baal Tolim miyoyme deshuka ve'elach. And one will not say that the Bei Kirishan already passed, since at the time of Bei Kirishan he was not yet nischayev to his payalim. That is a chira, how one can explain the machlokes between Rashi and the Meiri. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in the other machlokes that we find between Rashi and the Meiri, that the Meiri understands that as far as Baal Tisha is concerned, one is over in Baal Tisha right away. But chira, if we are to explain Meshitas HaMeiri, that the entire Chalais Chiyav is only Chal Miyoyim HaDeshuk HaVeilach, and for that reason one will have Baal Tolin, Miyoyim HaDeshuk HaVeilach, what is Pshat, one has Baal Tisha before Yom Deshuka, he was not Neschai before Yom Deshuka. So from the Miri, one clearly sees that there was a Chil Chal before Yom Deshuka, and for that reason, he'll be over in the Isra Baal Tisha before Yom Deshuka. But if so, again, one has to understand what is Pshat in this that the Miri says, that as far as Baal Tolan is concerned, one will be over the Isra Baal Tolan Yom Deshuka Ve'elech. Well, Chari Yom Deshuka is after Bei Kirishan, since the Chil was Chal right away from the time that he finished his Pua, even before Yemi Deshuka. So to explain Pshat, the Miri Ochayo, one has to say as follows, that the Miri understands, as he mentioned before, Mishim, the Tayyisrid, the Baal Tolin is dependent upon this Michastas of the Payal, and since the Payal is only Semichdas, that he will be paid by Yemi Deshuka. For that reason, one will have Baal Tolin by Yemi Deshuka. This Rashi argues, and Rashi understands, that one will not have Baal Tolin by Yemi Deshuka is okay because Rashi understands the halacha Beiker Rishon to mean that there is this man, and his man is at Beiker. Past at Beiker, there is no longer any Isser since his man already passed. The Miri on the other end of Shitasi understands that at Beiker is not his man, but rather at Beiker this that we darshan, Beiker to mean Beiker Rishon, is just a Chiddush HaTeira, that even though there is no man of at Beiker, Bikirishan, but still one is only over by Bikirishan of Baal Tolin. And since one will only have Baal Tolin at the time of Smichas Das, for that reason, the Halacha Bikirishan will be the Bikirishan of Smichas Das. That is a Chayr Pshat and the Meiri and Pshat and the Machlokes between Rashi and the Meiri. That the Rashi and the Miri argue. As far as the Isra Bal Tisha is concerned, if one has the Isra Bal Tisha before Yom HaDeshukah or only after Yom HaDeshukah, is a Chayra Machlekes if Bal Tisha is also dependent upon Smichas Das or not? Rashi understands that the Isra Bal Tisha is also dependent upon Smichas Das. On the other hand, the Meiri argues, and the Meiri understands that the Isra Bal Tisha is not dependent upon Smichas Das. This, and according to the Meiri, our Gemara says, that our Imer L'chaveir Tzeiris Chorupilim Shnei Meina Moivrim, Zelah Fishoi Sachron, our Gemara cannot mean like the Tesrit explains Pshat in our Gemara, that since he was not Smich Das on the Baal Bais, the reason Baal Bais is not over, since according to the Meiri, even though the Baal Bais will not be over, on the Isra Bal Tolim, but still the Baal Bais will be over on the Isra Bal Tisha. And from this, that the Baal Bais is not over on the Isra Bal Tisha, one has to say a different Mahalach. And Uchayah, one has to say like the Ritva that we mentioned before, that as far as Shulchas, we will say, Leinasa Adam Shulchay Lachaylasay. That is Uchayah, how one has to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Meiri.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.